welcome to the program. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Lee Rogers. Today is December 5th, 2007, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show. I have a good amount of news that I want to get into today. We're going to talk about the following news stories. We're going to talk about the Omaha Mall Massacre, 9 confirmed dead in a rampage shooting that took place this afternoon. We're going to go into that in great detail. Apparently, this individual, according to a local news report, was actually on psychotropic drugs. And not much of a surprise there. We saw that with the Virginia Tech Massacre, and, you know, it's the same modus operandi. Some more news stories I'm going to get into. I have this audio clip from Fox News in which they have this discussion on the use of tasers. And it seems to me like on a daily occurrence now, we see police officers tasering people with no justification for doing so. They are tasering motorists who refuse to sign a speeding ticket. They are tasering handcuffed women in a police station. They even tasered a deaf man who just got out of his bathtub. I am not joking. I have a full article on the abuse of tasers by police officers up on my website, roguegovernment.com. Check out the article. It's called Tasers Usher in a New Age of Pain Compliance. So we're going to talk about tasers, and we're going to play that clip for you. We'll also get into this news article, Israel insisting that Iran still seeks a nuclear bomb. And, you know, leave it to the Israelis. Leave it to them to try to justify an unlawful war with Iran, especially considering that we just got the national intelligence estimate that said that Iran hasn't even been involved with a nuclear weapons program since 2003. Completely and totally insane. Some of our news stories we're going to get into. Major U.S. airports are offering flu shots now. That's an AP article. We're also going to get into some news from the UN. They're saying that there's going to be water shortages and that they could potentially trigger wars. We also have in our article here talking about how world food prices are going to rise. And they tie in their whole agenda with global warming and all this other crazy stuff, tied in with these potential water shortages and these coming increases in the price of food around the world. But this is all being done by design. It is all part of the plan. Kind of ties into the biofuel scam as well, how they're turning our food and using it for fuel, and that's driving the price of food up. Also got some economic news I'm going to get into. And this is our story here. Iris scans keep track of criminals. You know, it's the entire technological enslavement grid that's coming up around us. But anyway, we'll cover all this on the other side. This is Live Free or Die Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. devices. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, we're back here on Live Free or Die Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to talk about this epidemic that is sweeping this country with this unjustified use of tasers by police. I am sick of this. Okay, I wrote up this article on RogueGovernment.com. It's entitled, Tasers Usher in a New Age of Pain Compliance. Let me read from it. Police officers in the United States and Canada continue to abuse their positions as public servants with the inappropriate use of tasers. Tasers were first provided to police as a weapon that would be used only as an alternative to deadly force. Now police are using tasers in a myriad of situations in which there is clearly no violent threat being directed against them. In the past few months, a pregnant woman, drivers going a few miles over the posted speed limit, a deaf man getting out of a bathtub, and many others have all been shot and tortured with a taser gun for no legitimate reason. Hundreds of people have died after being shot at with a taser, and the United Nations has gone on record saying that taser use is nothing more than torture. And I got links to everything in that article. And it's a sweeping epidemic. It seems like every day there is another case of a U.S. citizen or a Canadian getting tasered with absolutely zero justification for getting tasered. And as I said, the taser was meant to be used in place of deadly force, not to be used for somebody who doesn't want to sign a speeding ticket. It's totally out of control. And I have this clip from Fox News, and there's actually this guy on there that... He's actually trying to defend this unjustified use of tasers by these police officers, these public servants. And he's actually defending this. It's unbelievable. Let me load up the clip. Here it is. It runs about 3 minutes long, 3 or 4 minutes long. Fox News clip talking about tasers. Here it is.
You Utah Highway Patrol says this trooper acted appropriately when he tasered that man on the left twice. But many thought it was excessive, including a lot of YouTube viewers. Well, now the Utah Attorney General's office is investigating. Was the double tasering justified? We'll hear for a fair and balanced debate. Defense Attorney John Richardson and former prosecutor Tom McCain. Thank you both for joining us. Tom, let's start with you. Double tasering seems a little, it seems a lot excessive when you watch that video.
I think if you see the whole video, I don't think it does look terribly excessive. This is an individual who is disobeying a lawful order, walking away, acting in a inappropriate manner. When you're arrested or when you're pulled over by the police, you obey them. You don't, it's not a negotiation at that point.
But he wasn't acting aggressively towards the police officer.
He was walking away. He had his hand in his pocket. You know, whether the use of a taser is always justified, you know, is a question of individual time. In this situation, the investigation thus far, the officer said that he felt threatened. He didn't know what this individual was up to.
Okay, I just want to stop the clip right there. In this video clip, which is up on RogueGarment.com, the motorist is walking away from the police officer. He's not threatening the police officer. This does not justify the use of a taser. Plain and simple. But this guy continues to defend the police officer's actions. I mean, the police officer should be arrested for assault, and he should be sued. And I believe the motorist that was a victim of this police brutality is, in fact, going to sue. And I hope he does. But let's get back to the clip.
I couldn't disagree more. You have a right as a citizen to resist an unlawful arrest. And this officer made an unlawful arrest. He had a duty to inform this gentleman that he was supposed to sign the citation. That's why he was arrested. And the citation acts as a court summons. And most people don't understand that. And if the officer simply would have said, look, you have to sign this. It's not an admission of guilt. It's a court summons. Just sign it. And then at that point, if he refuses, he has the right to arrest him. But he didn't do that. So this can't be a...
We don't know that.
Well, we know what we heard on, we know what we heard on YouTube. He says, sign it. And he, other, just saying sign it is not enough. It's, in order to arrest somebody for this, it has to be willful. In other words, they have to know what they're not signing. When someone sticks something in your face and says, sign it, boy, that's, it's just not enough.
So, Tom, what is the lesson here? Is it that every time a police officer pulls you over, do whatever they say, do not make any other moves? Is that the lesson?
Well, in essence, yes, that once you're pulled over, you're under their authority. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to, you can certainly take your time and read something if they're asking you to sign it. I think another question on this is you've had a lot of threats from people towards a police officer who've seen that video. Those people are acting incredibly inappropriately, and they're subjecting themselves to illegal action.
Okay, but back to what was going on in the video. I mean, when you look at that video, and to taser the guy twice, that doesn't seem at all excessive to you,
you
Tom?
It's not that he just tasered him twice. It's poor procedure all the way through. Once he's got the man in handcuffs, he lays him down and his head is in the interstate. And then his pregnant wife gets out and comes screaming, oh my God, and he goes and addresses her. And then the gentleman laying on the ground gets up and walks away. Well, he should have handcuffed him, put him in the back of his police cruiser. And frankly, any good police officer knows if you're going to make an arrest where there's more than one people in the car, you should be exercise safety and caution and ask for a backup officer. So the second person in the car doesn't get out with a gun. I mean,
I don't disagree, but you've got a situation here. You don't have the officer. If you look throughout this video, the officer is not out of control. He's not trying to cover something up. He's not kicking the individual. This isn't a racial issue.
Well, no, but he tasered him.
You have two people in the car.
I mean, he tasered him. Come on, Tom. He tasered him
as the person is walking away. And he's telling him, don't walk away. Stay there. The lesson is if you're told, put your hands on the car, put your hands on the car. You can follow it up later.
Okay.
I think the lesson is treat a police officer as you would any other stranger with a taser and a gun and be afraid. That's what I learned by watching it.
Gentlemen, unfortunately, we are out of time. John Richardson and Tom
Okay, that's a clip. Now, it just defies logic that this guy can state that tasering this guy twice is a justifiable action by that police officer. For what? A speeding ticket? For not signing a speeding ticket? I think the use of tasers in this country, there has to be a real hard look at this whole thing. Because we've had hundreds of people who have ended up dead after being shot at with a taser. That's a report from Amnesty International. Something like 200 plus people have died from the use of a taser. That should tell you that maybe these things aren't as safe as advertised, and maybe we shouldn't be using them on people. I mean, what did police officers do before the taser came out? What did they do? Let's look at what they did in the past instead of looking at the taser like it says, oh, this is a wonderful thing. And you got the United Nations, one of the most evil organizations in the world. They are actually stating that the taser is a form of torture. Shooting people with a taser is a form of torture. So it's just completely and totally insane. And there needs to be a stop to this right now. And officers that engage in this type of behavior should be fired, and they should be tried for assault. And if found guilty, they should be put in prison. Let's go on to some more news. Got a few more minutes before the break. Let me talk real quick about this rampage killing that took place in Omaha this afternoon. There were 9 people shot dead by a lone gunman. And the gunman's individual, or the gunman was identified as the individual by the name Robert A. Hawkins, age 20, and apparently he got fired from McDonald's and lost his girlfriend, and he just went completely off the deep end. But a local news report, I don't have the actual local news station available right now, but this local news station in Omaha stated that it is believed that he was on psychotropic drugs, much like the Virginia Tech massacre shooter. And these drugs, they're doing all sorts of crazy things to people's minds who take this Prozac and Ritalin and all this other garbage that the pharmaceutical industrial complex just pushes down on young people. They're trying to get all of our kids on these different psychotropic drugs. They're classifying them as having attention deficit disorder, which I firmly believe is just something they made up just to get people on drugs, so the pharmaceutical companies can sell more of this crap and make our kids take this stuff that turns them into absolutely crazy people. And this guy, he dressed up in military gear. He just went to the mall and just shot a bunch of people. And this brings up another point. Had there been adequate protection at the mall, if people were allowed to go around and do their business but carry firearms, I guarantee you this event probably never would have happened. But we live in a society today where the right to bear arms is crapped on all over the place. We got a break. More news and information on the other side. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back here on Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's jump into some more news. Let's talk about this story on Iran. Israel insists Iran still seeks bomb. Now, just to preface this, we had the National Intelligence Estimate come out, and essentially say that the Iranians stopped pursuing their nuclear weapons ambitions in fall of 2003. And lo and behold, you have neoconservative apologist John Bolton come out saying that people in the intelligence community are pursuing some sort of political agenda. And you have this story from Israel, and they're insisting that Iran still seeks a nuclear bomb. It doesn't seem to matter what sort of information or evidence is put forward. The Bush administration, Israel, and all of these people, these neoconservatives, you name it, they want a war with Iran, and they want it bad. It doesn't matter what sort of information you put in front of them. This is an article from the New York Times. Let me just read it real quick. Israel said Tuesday that it remained convinced that Iran was pursuing nuclear weapons and that it had probably resumed the weapons program the Americans said was stopped in the fall of 2003. The defense minister, Ehud Barak, rejected the American assessment of moderate confidence that Tehran had not restarted its nuclear weapons program by mid-2007, and that the end to the program represents a halt to Iran's entire nuclear weapons program. He suggested that Israel would not rest in its efforts to stop Iran's activities. Now, you look at this whole situation from a geopolitical perspective. You have Iran, this country with a lot of resources that could potentially threaten to become a first world nation. Yet you have the American military in Iraq, in Afghanistan, bordering this nation. And you have our Navy surrounding Iran. And you have all this rhetoric coming from Washington, D.C., from Israel, trying to ensure that some sort of conflict occurs with Iran. There's many reasons why this is happening. One is because Iran trades oil in currencies other than the U.S. dollar, and that undermines the value of the U.S. dollar. That's one of the reasons why we want to go into Iran, and one of the reasons why we went into Iraq, because Saddam Hussein traded oil for euros, and that undermines the whole petrodollar system. Of course, there's many other reasons. It would take quite a bit of time to analyze every single reason why they want war with Iran, but it has to do with imperialism, has to do with greed, has to do with resources, and has to do with money. And they are doing everything they can to put out propaganda to convince people that we need to have a war with Iran and that they are so dangerous and Ahmadinejad's next Hitler, which is anything but the truth. The next Hitler is right here running the United States, George W. Bush. Look at the parallels between 1930s Nazi Germany and the United States of America in the 21st century. They're trying to convince us to spy on everybody. They're trying to convince us that we need perpetual war. The country has literally gone mad as they try to convince people that we need this war with Iran. There's absolutely no justification for this, not to mention it's going to drive our country into bankruptcy. You're going to have oil at $200 a barrel if we go in and invade Iran. But these people, they're looking to throw the Hail Mary pass with this whole business with Iran. And it's completely and totally disgusting. We've spent way too much money on our military-industrial complex around the world. And it's time we start taking care of stuff here at home. I mean, our infrastructure is falling apart. The U.S. dollar, the value of our Federal Reserve notes, continues to move down because we have this central bank that just prints money out of thin air. Our sovereignty is being eroded. Everything is falling apart in an attempt to maintain this global empire. And they're trying to expand this empire, even though we do not have the financial means to do so. And again, something has to give. I can't predict exactly when the dollar is going to fall completely apart, but I do know history. And every fiat currency in the history of mankind has either collapsed or been replaced. And the U.S. dollar, the Federal Reserve note, is no different. We're coming up on a break, but I just wanted to give out the call-in number in case anybody wants to call in and comment on the tasering, on the funny business with Israel and Iran. That number is 1-800-313-9443. We got a break. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Broadcasting Network. And I'm just going to give out the call-in number one more time in case anybody missed it and would like to call in and comment on any of these news stories that we're going over on today's show. That number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And let me get into some of these other news stories that I promised to cover. I just found this one story. This is from the Associated Press. And apparently major U.S. airports are now offering flu shots. Like it's a service that they're going to offer flu shots in airport terminals. Considering all the crap that they put in these vaccines. I mean, you look at the rate of autism. It has skyrocketed in the past 15 years. Why? Because they put more and more junk in the vaccines. They're putting these outrageously high levels of mercury in these vaccines. Not to mention who knows what else. So I look at this story. I'll just read from it. It says here, after taking off their shoes, emptying their pockets, and passing through the security checkpoint, and they make it sound so reasonable and like it's something that we should expect in security checkpoints. Emptying their pockets, taking off their shoes, like we're a bunch of slaves. Goes on to say, travelers at some major U.S. airports can now also roll up a sleeve and get a flu shot. The convenience is great, Danny Manzone, a busy 53-year-old restaurant consultant, said, after getting vaccinated Tuesday at a kiosk in front of an AirTran gate at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. He said he had wanted to get a flu shot for 3 months, but never had the time. For years, some airports have been offering flu shots to airline passengers before they cleared security, but many travelers were too afraid of missing their flights to stop. The shots typically take just a few minutes and cost $15 to $35. So far, the airports in the five major cities have given out about 15,000 shots this season. And they're doing this in Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Newark, New Jersey, and San Francisco. And I tell you what, I don't understand, at least knowing what I know about vaccines, why people would take these flu shots. I don't trust them. Nobody should trust them. Nobody should trust any of these different vaccines with all this crap they put in them, especially considering the rate of autism that we're currently seeing in this country and the clear link to the vaccinations that these kids have been getting with the excessive levels of mercury. And they also had these martial law drills as part of Top Off 4 out on the West Coast when they're doing that whole martial law drill with Northern Command. And they were actually conducting drills to test giving mass amounts of vaccinations. This is some crazy stuff. And now they're offering flu shots in the airports like it's some sort of service. They're actually poisoning us. They're not actually offering us a service. They're poisoning us. Crazy news story there. Let me get on to another news story. And this is a write-up I did on the Alberta government website. And for those of you unfamiliar, I'm sure, I mean, this is a pretty well-informed audience, but Alberta, a province of Canada, their government website admits the NAFTA superhighway. And this is an article that I did. It's up on roguegovernment.com. It's entitled, Alberta Government Admits NAFTA Superhighway. And I have a link to the Alberta government website. And they have this nice graphic on there that shows I-35 going right through Texas. And they label it the NAFTA superhighway. But according to all the mainstream media hacks, there is no such thing as a NAFTA superhighway. And on NASCO's website, this is the Super Corridor website that is responsible for these highway improvement projects that are going to usher in these continental, or excuse me, this continental highway. There's actually a few of them that serve as NAFTA trade corridors, according to this graphic that I got off the website. But NASCO, they openly admit on their website that I-35 is the NAFTA superhighway. But in their myth section, they say that there is no plan for a new NAFTA superhighway. Well, technically, that's correct. That's because they're taking existing infrastructure, they're going to make improvements on it, expand it, turn it into this whole technological tracking grid. They talk about security and all of this stuff. Of course, I'm sure everybody's pretty much familiar with Centra and these different foreign companies that are coming in, buying up the infrastructure to get the rights to set up tolls on these highways and make an exorbitant amount of money off of our own infrastructure that has been bought and paid for quite some time. And it drives me crazy when I see on the mainstream media They say that Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, cannot be considered a serious presidential candidate because he talks about the NAFTA superhighway. They act like it doesn't exist. When you go to the Alberta government's website, and the source of this is Alberta Infrastructure and Transportation, right off the Alberta government's website, you have that graphic depicting I-35 right through Texas, and they label it as the NAFTA superhighway. And NASCO admits that existing infrastructure will be the NAFTA superhighway. So there is a NAFTA superhighway. It is not something that we're making up. This is real. They're going to improve existing infrastructure, and they're going to turn it into the NAFTA superhighway. And these different transnational highways. I mean, just look at the graphic on my article up on roguegovernment.com. It's entitled Alberta Government Admits NAFTA Superhighway. This is all real. But the media uses doublethink. They claim everything is a conspiracy theory. But at the same time, there's all this information out there that prove the conspiracy theory. This is real. But I suppose the Alberta government website isn't our conspiracy theory, according to the mainstream media. It's completely and totally insane. But they continue to deny the existence of these plans. They continue to deny the North American Union. And all this information and these different institutions that they're setting up on a regional level to oversee the North American Union, they deny all of it. But it's all out there in plain view if you just go look for it. And they will continue to claim that it's a conspiracy theory until one day we'll have the Amaro trading around and we'll have an announcement from the president saying that we're now in a North American Union. Let's move on to some other news. Real quick, one more news story. Let's see here. World food prices to rise. Let me just cover this one real quick. And then I know we have a caller holding. We'll get to you in 1 second. World food prices to rise from the Associated Press. Food prices are set to rise around the globe after years of decline, with climate change making it harder for the world's poorest to get adequate food, according to a report released Tuesday. Now, what's interesting about this story is that they blame global warming for the problems with food and how food prices are going to rise, when that is a complete and total fraud. You look at the biofuel scam. They are turning our food into fuel, which is causing the price of food to go up. This has nothing to do with global warming. And yes, food prices will rise, but it's primarily the result of geopolitical and economic forces at work fighting amongst each other. By the way, let's get to the phones. Carol from Pennsylvania, you're on the air. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. The flu shots. One doctor said three of those causes Alzheimer's, and another doctor said it takes six of them to get Alzheimer's. Lovely, right?
It's not good.
No, there was an article on, I even hate to mention this site, it's a sick neocon site, but Free Republic, about Huckabee. I don't know if you read it.
I have not. What was the article about?
Well, the good old Baptist minister, when he was governor of Arkansas, this man raped a 17-year-old girl and was in prison. And Huckabee rushed to his aid and got him out of prison early, and he turned around and raped and murdered this woman's daughter. So the people were going to push to make this public, because that man is just a piece of slime. I mean, they all are, except for Ron Paul, but I mean, just too much.
I agree. I mean, what's interesting about Mike Huckabee is they're paying him out to be this dark horse candidate, when in fact the real dark horse candidate is Ron Paul. And then the media acts like he's some sort of invisible man. They try everything in their power not to even talk about Ron Paul. They only talk about him to maintain what little credibility they have left.
Well, Huckabee also put a Mexican consulate in Arkansas, and I guess was getting some big bucks out of him when he was governor. So I don't know if the consulate's still there, but he did this also. I mean, he's like George. He's a good Christian, don't you know?
Oh, yeah, they're all good Christians.
Uh-huh. But they're going to reap what they're sowing. You know, there's a book out there called, there's a set called Anastasia. And she lives in Russia. And I stress that everybody needs to read that series of books if they want to learn something, like Putin. Putin has brought the poor out of the being poor and gave them a hectare of land. And they grow most of the food for Russia on this hectare of land, and they don't have to pay any taxes. I don't even think they had to pay for the land to help that country. And instead, I remember it's been about 40 years that they've irradiated our spices here in this country, and they're useless out of the grocery store. The vinegar out of the grocery store is not true vinegar. We get bread out of the grocery store that's made out of bromated bread flour, and anybody that makes homemade bread should not buy the bread flour unless they get the bread flour that isn't bromated, because it causes cancer. The corn that they're using for the ethanol is loaded with, it's genetically modified. I don't know what this is going to do to the land, but it's not good.
No, it certainly isn't. This genetically modified foods and all of this stuff, I mean, it's just bad news. It's bad news.
In England, the people were getting stomach cancer from the genetically modified potatoes. And Europe's
they're poisoning us. I mean, through the food supply, through the water, with the fluoridation, the vaccines, the whole nine yards, they're poisoning us. But, Carol, I got on our call. Is there anything else on your mind?
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Carol. Let's see. We got Doug in Texas. Doug, you're on the air.
How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. A couple of thoughts about Ron Paul. I saw a video just yesterday that sparked an idea. As you just got done saying, and the reason I'm calling in, is that the media is trying to make him invisible. And I saw something that I don't think was planned to do it quite that way, but it did it. It looked like around 500 Ron Paul supporters with signs and chanting and everything showed up at some place that old Giuliani was supposed to speak. And there was like two people with his signs and probably 35, 40 people showed up to hear him speak. And he was surrounded by people with Ron Paul signs. It's funny that all these media cameras were on him and all there was Ron Paul signs around and everything. And I think that's a great way. In other words, we really need to find out where all the other candidates are going to be speaking, and then a lot of Ron Paul supporters just show up and get coordinated about what we're saying. One of the things that hits me is there's a new video out that's on YouTube, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's real well done. It goes point by point about what Ron Paul stands for in real short little 3, 4, 5-word things that you get. And I thought, you know, you could put on one side of the Ron Paul sign the typical stuff that you see in a Ron Paul sign, but then you turn it around and it's one of those points. And
Doug, you know, I totally agree. Like, I think that was in Atlanta, Georgia, if I remember correctly.
I think so. I only caught the tail end of it between things today. And then when I heard you talk about the invisible media, I thought, making invisible on the media, I thought maybe we could do it that way. So, you know, because the media shows up for these people.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely a fantastic idea to actually go to the enemy's campaign rallies, infiltrate them, and it's great exposure because it shows the media that there are all these supportive and enthusiastic people out there who want to see Ron Paul become president. But, Doug, we're almost up on a break. Is there anything else that you want to finish up with?
Well, not right now. I'll just listen to your show. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call. And yeah, I tell you what, the Ron Paul campaign really is something that everybody has to get behind. You know, this is the only presidential campaign that I have ever donated money to. I feel that strongly about Ron Paul and getting him to be elected our next president. And I've met the man on several occasions now when he's come up here to New Hampshire. Very honest and nice man, very genuine human being. And here's a man who didn't even want to run for president initially, but he was talked into running for president. And I think the best leaders are those that are asked to lead and that are asked to run for different offices instead of the people who go out there and seek the power, like the Romneys, the Giulianis, the Clintons. Those people, they all work for the military-industrial complex. They have all these different agendas. Ron Paul, he wants to do good things for the people. He wants to restore our constitutional republic. He wants to bring back all of our troops from overseas and bring them back home where they belong and actually take care of things here first before we try to look elsewhere in the world. And that's the way it should be. We got a break. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich.
Okay, we're back here on Live Free or Die Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the last few minutes of the show, I just want to cover the last few news articles that I have here in front of me. Real quick, let's go over this water shortage story. This is from the London Times. And it says here, a struggle by nations to secure sources of clean water will be potent fuel for war. The first Asia-Pacific Water Summit heard yesterday. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, told delegates from across the region that the plant faced a water crisis that was especially troubling for Asia. High population growth, rising consumption, pollution, and poor water management posed significant threats, he said, adding that climate change was also making a bad situation worse. Now, what's interesting is that they paint all these different problems and they relate them to things that help further their agenda. They blame high population growth. They blame rising consumption. They blame climate change. And of course, we know that these people, they are determined to depopulate the earth by a very large amount. They want to get rid of us. Look at what they're doing to our food supply. Look what they're doing to the vaccines. These GMO foods. I mean, they're trying to poison us. The weird chemtrails are up in the sky. All these strange things are happening. They promote abortion. It's all part of the depopulation agenda. And then, of course, they blame climate change because that ties into their carbon credit system that they want to set up that will further enslave us. It's crazy. And yes, there is likely to be food shortages and water shortages, but it's going to be engineered by these people who have all this power because they have this sick agenda to depopulate the world. Let's move on to this next one. AMF urges dollar depegging, and this is from Arab News. And basically, these oil-producing countries in the Middle East, they are strongly considering dropping their peg to the U.S. dollar, which continues to tumble. And it's gone up a little bit for a few days in a row, the dollar index, but the long-term trend of this thing is down, and it's going to continue to go down. Even the Council on Foreign Relations has come out and stated that oil-producing countries should consider depegging their currency from the dollar, the Federal Reserve Note, which is really what it should be called because that's really what they are. They're Federal Reserve Notes. They're these worthless pieces of paper that we trade around that have absolutely no backing and are worth nothing. So you got these Arab nations looking to depeg from the dollar because they know where it's going. And it's going to zero. That's zero value. Let's see what else we have here. Let's see here. Iris scans keep track of criminals. This is from USA Today. And it says here, real quick, a growing number of sheriff's departments are using iris scans to identify sex offenders, runaways, abducted children, and wandering Alzheimer's patients. And it's just crazy how they're trying to justify the use of this technology to enslave us and track us. It's completely insane. I'm out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Thanks for listening. We'll do this again tomorrow. Take care.